It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Last week, 24 girls had an experience of their lives to learn about careers in various engineering professions. They toured sites across the island and met and discussed the ins and outs of being a registered architect, a mechanical engineer, an engineer working for the environment, such as the coastal zone unit, renewable energy, road safety engineering, and other fields. It is part of a project ending this month, which has been organized by the Serapis International of Jamestown, in association with various private sector sponsors and the Barbados Association of Professional Engineers. During a lecture on Black business and their roles in the development of St. Peter also last week, historian Dr. Henderson Carter highlighted numerous entrepreneurs who had started a wide range of businesses between the 1940s and including the 1970s. He made the point that there were many heritage opportunities in St. Peter, and parishioners should not wait for government assistance. The Serapis International of Jamestown project, which caters to girls between the ages of 12 and 18, is but one example of how a non-governmental organization can make things happen in education by dint of their dedicated work. While government has taken a lead in registering the island in the virtual world of the metaverse and digital diplomacy, educating a new generation of blockchain jobs and careers for people, young people, which could earn income from a global community, will require structured education. It appears from our research at Blockchain Business that every year more young people are getting involved in blockchain and cryptocurrencies and testing the waters. As Dr. Carter mentioned in his lecture at the St. Peter Anglican Parish Church, in days gone by, parents made choices for their children and the profession to work with the doctor or lawyer at the top of their list. Today, some of these young Barbadians are venturing out into the world of technology, which in some cases has taken them into the blockchain and cryptocurrencies. They recognize the world is changing, jobs are not guaranteed, and it might make sense to have multiple skill sets if they are to succeed in life. Girls and women are a neglected gender when it comes to some careers in technology, which has been highlighted in the past by Blockchain Business. The Serapis project pools their many contacts in service organizations such as the Girl Guides and schools might very well be the type of model government would encourage when it comes to blockchain adoption. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much more, from the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.